Emporium. And what am I supposed to do? I'm tired of missionary men who don't understand that women have more than one erogenous zone.
Then don't go out with them anymore.
She glances over at the ring where the predator is pounding his fist into Tiny Tim's stomach.
Now, the predator, he's in a different league. A man who can fight like that will not be boring in bed. He probably doesn't even know what a missionary is. You've come to every one of his fights for almost a year. Why don't you just admit you're crushing on him? Grow a spine and say hello.
Jess, she lifts an eyebrow. Isn't Bladesaw waiting?
No, he's watching the fight.
She gestures toward the darkly handsome Bladesaw, leaning against the wall beside a couple of his redemption buddies, Dr. Death, Rampage, and Homicide Hank. How about you let me watch the fight? Jess gives my arm a sympathetic squeeze.
Sorry, it's just, one of these days you'll have to start trusting yourself. You're drawn to him for a reason. Just because he fights doesn't mean he's a bad person. Look at your brother. Tag is one of the hottest, sexiest, most protective, hottest, funniest, hottest guys I know. If he even noticed I existed, I wouldn't have to settle for Sandy's seconds. Not that Bladesaw isn't a nice guy, but he's not Tag.
Looking at Tag is your job. Jess has been in love with my brother, a part-time trainer at Redemption, and full-time pain in the ass, since the day we all met. Unfortunately, the feeling has never been mutual.
Well, if you're too afraid to go after who you really want, what about Dr. Death?
She gestures toward Bladesaw's teammate, a blonde Adonis with the chiseled face of a soap opera star.
He's always watching you at these events.
She looks up and waves.
He's looking over here right now. Give him a smile.
He's too pretty for me. And I've heard rumors about him and some of the women at Redemption. Dr. Death, a heart surgeon and sometime ring doctor who trains casually at Redemption, will hit on any woman with a working set of lungs. Still, Jess can't understand why I don't return his interest. But I like my men with a little edge, a bit of rough, and a lot of danger. She sighs.
Fine. Lucky for you, I've got something set up for you tomorrow night.
No more blind dates.
Yes, you'll love this guy. He's a fireman. Not predator hot, but still hot. Cute, funny, sensitive, entirely non-threatening. Beta male, smiley, 4 serious relationships, doesn't play around. He's a little on the pudgy side, but I'll bet he knows more than one way to stoke your fire.
I groan. She laughs, the crowd cheers, but not for me. After Jess leaves to flirt with Bladesaw, I lean against a pillar and focus again on the fight. The predator is holding his opponent on the ground in a painful-looking submission, and by all appearances, he's just waiting the guy out. Disappointing. I like a bit of action, and usually the predator gives a good show. Although he does nothing to play to the crowd, his gruff recalcitrance and the speed and ferocity with which he defeats his opponents have won him legions of fans. No fighter has ever moved up through the underground league as quickly as the predator, and I'm sure no fighter has ever had a more secret or dedicated fan than me. Miraculously, Tiny Tim breaks the predator's hold, rolls, and pushes himself to his feet. His freedom is short-lived. The predator faints to the left and grabs Tiny Tim by the shoulders, using his momentum to carry him to the ground. Within seconds, he locks poor Tiny Tim in a quick triangle, his thigh against Tiny Tim's throat. He pulls Tiny Tim's arm across his body, tightening the hold, cutting off his air. My breath leaves me in a rush, and suddenly I'm Tiny Tim on the mat, and the predator has me in a different hold. His hand on my neck, his fingers splayed over my throat, forcing my head back. His grip is firm but gentle, one finger resting in the hollow of my throat.